Hey there, this is Seth Juarez with Channel 9 here with Stuart Leakes. How you doing, bud?
I'm good, thanks.
So we talked about this notion of tasks before,
yep.
But I wanted to sort of see if we could take it to the next level and do even more sort of, I'm not going to say crazy stuff, but more nuanced or more exciting things with it. So tell us a little bit about some of the work you've been doing that's sort of like PoshKit.
Yeah, so for people that don't know, PoshKit is a great extension to PowerShell. Mm-hmm. So it gives you this feeling that Git is really embedded as part of PowerShell. So you get tab completion, which you get used to as a PowerShell user.
Right.
So you can type git space and then hit tab and it'll cycle through the commands. Mm-hmm. If you do git checkout tab and then it'll cycle through the branches that you've got in your repo that you're currently in.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of took a bit of inspiration for that because I've been doing some stuff with ASP.NET 5.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a number of command line utilities there. And I just wanted that same ability to start typing and hit tab because I'm kind of lazy and I like that flow.
Right.
So I started creating PoshDNVM, so
cool.
The .NET version manager. Want to also look at DNU and DNX as kind of next steps. But I've got PoshDNVM up and working now. So it's extending PowerShell's tab completion, which you can kind of hook into. And then I started writing some tests. I got all this stuff kind of in my head, and I thought, well, I know how it works. I really need to capture that as tests, so that if I come back and try and change something later, all the stuff that was in my head that's been paged out by that point is still kind of verified.
Right.
So there's a framework called Pesta, which lets you do PowerShell testing. So you can run that, and that will run through the test that you've created. So do you want to see that?
Yeah, let's do it.
So if I just run Pesta, oops.
And what's the project you're running these tests on?
So this is my PoshDNVM code base here. So I've got a module there that brings in a tab expansion script. And so there's the DNVM tab extension, which is the core part that actually gets packaged up.
Right.
It's up in Chocolaty.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the .tests.ps1. So
cool.
PS will look for those .tests.ps1 when we run it. So if we run that, that'll go and look for those tests, and you've got this kind of described scenario, and then it assert and go through that.
Got it. So what you're doing here is you're testing to make sure that your PoshDNVM is working according to plan.
Yeah, so I just feed in partial command lines and say this is what I expect to come back.
Got it.
So I can just check that command line completion is working. So
cool.
It's a very nice flow, runs down. The tests are really quite kind of descriptive. So if we look at the tests in here, I've got something here that says, well, DNVM help should complete the commands so that you can get help on the commands.
Right.
Individually rather than just seeing what commands are available. So I just kind of go, run that through the expansion command, and here's the set of commands that you should get back.
Fantastic.
So kind of very nice lightweight flow for that.
So, but this is a Visual Studio Code video.
Yeah.
This is really cool. How did you sort of integrate this whole thing into your sort of coding cycle when you're working on this?
You can see there's the color highlighting, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
The standard black and white text gets hard to work with.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't have the full IntelliSense that you get with Node and C#. But actually, the colorization gets you a good way.
Right.
But the bit that I really liked with code for this was, whilst there isn't first class support for PowerShell inside of code, the extensibility with the task runner let me do stuff to bring the Pesta execution back in and just go run my test.
So what you're saying is that when you're sort of writing something, you could somehow, and you're going to show us this obviously, run the test within Visual Studio Code.
Yep, so if I do Control Shift T, run the tests, that's doing the same kind of flow, kicking Pesta off. We see here, the same output coming up in the output window inside Visual Studio Code.
Mm-hmm.
And I've hooked that in through the tasks .json. So inside of here, this is the task runner that we saw in the previous video.
Right.
I've got something in here saying, go run PowerShell. Always show the output, because for this flow, I like to see that and just see how it's progressing.
Right.
I've called the task test, but I could have called this whatever I liked at this point. The key bit here is I've used this annotation here to say, this is the test command. So when it sees all the tests, all the tasks in the task.json, it knows that this is the one to run when I do the control shift T. So I've just got the...
Because the test, is the test sort of a built-in one in Visual Studio Code?
No, so it just sees that this is a command that's defined, that's marked as the test command, and it just runs that. It has no knowledge of PowerShell or Pester.
I see, but the control shift T is mapped to whatever test is.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I got it.
Yeah, so if you're never quite sure what the shortcuts are, just do control shift P, start finding a command, and you can see there the shortcut keys are next to them.
And there's going to be a sort of built-in commands that you can do, and what it's going to do the first time you run it, like we saw before, it's going to say, what do you want me to do? You say, just do the regular thing, or you can write something new.
Yeah, or come in and just completely customize the
thing. Cool, and that's what you did for testing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the other thing that's pretty cool with this, if we come in here and head up to the top. We said that it doesn't know about PowerShell that much. It knows enough to do the commenting, uncommenting.
Right.
I'm sure that another great feature. So put in a couple of tests here that clearly failed.
Right.
You know, choose not false.
All right. So we'll run the test again.
Yep. So now if we run the test, we'll see that we'll get a test failure, and we come down. There's a little extra bit that comes out of the bottom where I reformat it, just to make it a little bit easier to parse. So this this line at the bottom here is just describing a single test failure. So my run Pester test script just kind of gathers that information back from Pester, puts it out on the command line output in an easy to read format. And then in my tasks JSON, I've got this problem matcher here. So this problem matcher is a regular expression. That just kind of captures those semicolon delimiter parts, its file, line, and message. And that's enough then for the task runner to be able to capture that and associate those errors from the test back with the file. So if we come into the test file here, you can see we've got red squigglies underneath.
Uh-huh.
So this is now capturing exactly the output from Pester right in line in my test to show that this is the line that failed.
So how did you make it do the squigglies again? Maybe I missed that.
So the squigglies come from task JSON using this problem matcher.
Mm-hmm.
So that basically says I've got the output from running the test.
Oh, I see.
That's got embedded in there, the file, the line, and the message, and that all gets hooked back through the problem matcher, which knows how to extract it from the output and associate it back with the file.
And the problem matcher is something in Visual Studio Code.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's part of the test. So you run the test, and you can say, and this is how to pull back those.
Got it.
Real kind of nuggets that you want to link back in.
Well, this is really cool. I mean, we've gone from making something in the first video to let's talk about tasks in the second video to let's really talk about tasks in this video.
Bring your own workflow, really.
Fantastic. Well, that's cool. Anything else you want to say about Visual Studio Code?
No, go download it.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for being with us, Stuart Leakes. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll catch you next time. Take care.